I think talking head. I sometimes kind of jokingly say to friends, it's strange that women exist. And then they look at me as if I was some, I don't know what, old cynic or dry philosopher. But what I really mean is, I'm a little ironic, since my irony generally don't come through when people can't see it and take it for me not being ironic. Anyway, I'm tired, but what I really mean is that should this world be, as some people think, just for survival or the fittest or whatever, you know, the whole thing, that Darwinian evolution theory stuff, that so many people, I don't know if there are so many actually, but those are the loudest about it, believe. If it is like that, then why are there women? And I mean, okay, those people, they said, oh, it's needed for procreation. But, you know, there are beings who just procreate by dividing themselves into two. So what's the use of all this complicated game that we call romance and all of that, which you find not only among humans, but peacocks and birds and beasts and fish and everyone. This is there, and flowers and bees and the whole world in nature. We just need to look at that and keep that in mind. What's the use of all that? And what's the use of these beautiful beings called women? What's the use of beauty? And what's the use of this weird, strange idea about love? So what I'm trying to say with that slightly ironic joke, ironic, anyway, is, in case I couldn't get the point across yet, that you know, you can't try, at least not uphold, that to remove the soul and God from existence. And if you don't understand what I mean with that, you know, in India, you have in the Vaishnava tradition, Bhakti tradition, that, or in general, this clear concept of God being both male and female. And that the whole existence is about love. And that love is on its peak about the love between male and female. Not about the attraction between some impersonal plus and minus in atoms or whatever, but love that even that pervades entire existence in every nook and corner, even down to that atom where there's also the law of attraction going on in the minutest. And as I often say, if you find something, a principle, both in the minute and the largest, then there might be something there, truth to it. Anyway, good night.